Hi, Kate. Eric Van Ness, I believe, is on the line. Eric, good morning. Okay, don't tell me we're having some trouble with her. Eric, there you go. You're on the air.
I know. I saw the second plane go into the second tower. It has to be on purpose. The thing went directly into it.
Yeah.
At a very high rate of speed and completely cut the second tower. It went right into the south side and blew right through the north side. The two crashes were about 18 minutes apart. The whole building is on fire. I'm watching a TV right now. And I've never seen anything like
it. The second plane looked almost like it was a rocket. It almost had to be on purpose, went right through the building. I could see that.
I have relatives that work in this building, and we can't get in touch with
them. Oh, God.
We're trying everything. Cell phones off. Nothing is getting through. I don't know what floor they're on, but the second tower that was hit was farther below, about three quarters up the tower.
Uh-huh.
The first tower was about maybe 10 floors from the top. Both are just like... just cut in half. Might as well be.
All right. I want to talk to David Fine. He is one of our satellite reporters up in northern New Jersey now. Actually, David, you are in Manhattan. In fact, you're in lower Manhattan.
As a matter of fact, Eric, I am. I was going from our traffic center at Harrison Street to the World Trade Center on one of the New York City subways. When I exited the train at the World Trade Center stop, we were told that there was a shooting at first. Everyone went back into the train and everything appeared to be normal. When I went back upstairs, they were evacuating the World Trade Center buildings. And so I ran with the rest of the crowd as quickly as I could to check in here at 101.5. And what I did see was flaming embers, literally from about the 77th floor, coming down. And as I tried to get on the air a few minutes ago, a second explosion occurred, at which point we all had to run for our lives, basically. There are cars with shattered windows, people running through the streets, crying. There's literally nothing left of one of the third sections of the World Trade Tower West building. The second tower has been hit as well. It's still unconfirmed whether it is other than an airstrike. The way the embers are flowing, nothing can be determined at this time.
Well, already now, good friend of mine, Ira Furman, the former NTSB investigator, now a big analyst with CNN, was listening to him just a few moments ago, and already they're talking about this in terms of a deliberate attack. Once could be an accident. Twice, we don't think so. And the sizes of the planes right now would seem to indicate that this is something you could pack up with a pretty potent explosive. We know the World Trade Center, from every account we've had from the FBI. And Secret Service has been a target of terrorists. There has been an attack there once before. Obviously, this is speculation, but some of the preeminent experts on this are already beginning to raise the possibility that this was in fact.
It definitely can't be ruled out. I have to say that everyone is evacuating Lower Manhattan. People are walking uptown, actually running. I ran about a mile just to get out of the debris. That was falling from the sky, and I can tell you that on the other side, the authorities are coming downtown to get to the scene.
Oh, my goodness. We just saw the video again of that second plane hitting the tower.
It's like David, watching a movie.
David, if you can hang with us for a second, Steve Michaels, another one of our traffic reporters in Manhattan, I'm going to put you on hold for a second. David, please hang with us if you can. Can you do that for us, please? Let's talk to Steve Michaels, another one of our traffic reporters. Steve, what can you see from where you are?
Well, good morning, Eric. From my vantage point here, just about at Newark Airport, they are already, it looks as though they're stopping traffic on Route 78 going up toward the Holland Tunnel. As you mentioned, they're pretty much evacuating Lower Manhattan, but this is just an incredible sight. Both of these towers look like two humongous smokestacks. And it does not look good. As a matter of fact, I was listening to some other accounts on the radio, and one gentleman that he did say that he just actually saw a jet plane fly into one of the World Trade Centers. He said the guy dipped his wing, and they just went right in, and that was it. And it just pretty much took out the entire side of the building.
See, we just saw a replay of that video now, and that is an accurate accounting. Joe Cutter from the newsroom is here with an update, Joe.
Well, Eric, we have a bulletin that just moved from the Associated Press Dateline Washington. The FBI says they are investigating reports of a plane hijacking right before the World Trade Center crashes. So although the speculation continues, this might somehow draw a bead on exactly what's going on here. The FBI reports a plane was hijacked right before the World Trade Center crashes. Now, we don't know where that plane was hijacked from, where it was going, or anything else, but I guess we can assume it had to be someplace in the area if, in fact, this FBI report is true, and as there's more developments on that, we'll present it to you.
All right, well, the finger more and more is being pointed toward terrorism. It is speculation at this point, but nonetheless, the tragedy speaks for itself. We have no reports yet of any fatalities, although the death toll will be high. Let's try and go back to David Fine, our traffic reporter in Manhattan now. David, as macabre as it may sound, have you seen any injuries or fatalities removed from the building at this point?
No, not at all, as a matter of fact. I think everyone who was in the subway and in the World Trade Center bottom floor where the mall is, in my opinion, were evacuated safely. They did a tremendous effort. I have to really say that the Port Authority police were marvelous in getting everybody out who was already on that plaza level. Obviously, the PATH trains are below that plaza level. Of course, trains would be held on the other side at Exchange Place. I don't know the status of those trains that were in the tubes or in the station at that time. I would also say that the traffic is going to be gridlocked in Lower Manhattan. If you have to come in through the Holland Tunnel, don't even think about it. Everything will be closed off. Don't come into Manhattan at all.
David, can we ask you to make your way a little bit farther, or a little bit closer to the World Trade Center for us now?
We'll do that for you immediately.
Okay. All right. David Fine runs our traffic operation in northern New Jersey, and Steve Michaels, who is also one of our traffic reporters there near Newark.